Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had a great weekend, a great, great weekend. I got to see the movie Ted 2. You know, I honestly, I don't watch a lot of the movies that get Oscar nods or Oscar nominations because many of them have, you know, kind of, I don't know, some sort of non-English title, like El Chocolate or something like that. I don't know. Or they have a, a star in there that I really don't know. And they're usually the more slow, boring flicks. Okay, when I am going to see a movie, I want funny. And I want stupid funny. So, you know, you tell me there's a Will Ferrell movie or an Adam Sandler movie or a Eddie Murphy movie, I'm there. So, Seth MacFarlane, obviously, no doubt. Very well done movie. It had all the parts. It had conflict. It had love. It had humor. And, you know, it makes you think. You know, I'm watching this movie, okay? And I guess I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but the bear he gets married, okay? Ted gets married to his girlfriend, and then he wants to have a baby. Well, they can't have a baby for certain reasons. Anatomical, they just can't have a baby. So he decides to try and adopt. And one of the ladies there, who, by the way, I recognize her from Cheers, about 25 years ago, I never thought she would age, but she aged. And I kind of were like, oh, my gosh, you know, man, we're all getting older. Do I look like that on TV, too? Anyway, she played Woody's girlfriend on Cheers, and she was in the movie. So she tells Ted and the wife that, you know, he's not a person, so he can't have a baby. And so they go through this whole civil rights legal process to get rights for a human, all right, for him. And you're like, okay, he's a bear. And it was very, very funny and very, very touching and very well done. Of course, there was a lot of insults, you know, throughout the movie. They made sure to, you know, insult the Kardashians. They had Liam Neeson do a cameo, which was excellent, an excellent way of giving a cereal box a plug, and they ripped on Jay Leno very severely, and it was very interesting. And then, of course, they made fun of the characters as they interrelated Comic-Con with it. So, to me, writing genius, absolute genius. And then, of course, they had to throw in Tom Brady. Tom Brady, of course, was my favorite part, especially when they were talking about the deflation issue. So you could tell that there was a lot of spins on that. But, you know, it does make you think, okay? You know, what makes you human? All right? Now, I don't have a dictionary anymore because everything is online. So let us look up definition of human, okay? Because they're trying to say that this bear is human. Okay, so let's look at the definition here. Human, okay? Of being or characteristic of people as distinct from animals. Now, I'm no lawyer, but based on that definition, you would be human. Having the form or characteristics of people. So technically, if you look at a definition, anything could be human. My cats could be human, all right? My cats do things that only a human would do. That would be the only other species I would think about. Dogs also. They care. They try to act like people, right? They, in fact, they're meaner than people, my cats. My cats are very, very mean. And I guess the origin of human comes from Middle English humane, from Anglo-French, from Latin humanus, akin to Latin homo human being, I guess, homo sapien. I don't know. Same sapien. I'm not really sure. I don't speak Latin. So what does that mean for you and I? If you have, let's say, a relationship with somebody that's not human, okay, can, based on the TED 2 precedents, can that animal or thing or object technically win the civil rights to allow it to be human? Some of you say this really doesn't matter in my life. I wonder, you know, because if my husband leaves me, you know, and the kids all move off, I'm going to be alone. And I can't do it alone on single income. And I got three cats and a dog that all they do is lie around the house and clean themselves, lick themselves, and leave poo-poo around the house. I would like them to get a job. And then I would like to benefit. Wasn't it Married with Children where Al Bundy got his dog got a credit card in the mail? And so they're like, oh, you know, if the dog got the credit card, why don't we, spend the $20,000 limit or whatever it was. And so they're, you know, spending money on the dog, you know, as the dog. I forgot what the dog's name was. It's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, with all the changes that's happening now, making a teddy bear your animal or your pet rock human, it could be. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. Do you guys know about this Ashley Madison website? Ashley Madison website is to goad people into cheating. And I know maybe goad is a strong word. Okay, no goats. No goats. Goad. I'm trying to up my vocabulary. Goad. And it's Ashley Madison. It says, life is short. Have an affair. Well, if you're going to enter a website such as that and get involved in a website such as that, you are probably hoping you have some privacy. Nobody else would know. Well, we come to find out today that Ashley Madison has been hacked and user data has been leaked. Some 37 million users. We're also going to talk about the UCLA health system data breach affecting 4.5 million patients. We also have a new saliva test to help spot Alzheimer's. A saliva test. That would be great because that's very easy. You could take a swab of your relative. And we got a lot more medical news coming up. So don't go away. We will be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've never visited the Ashley Madison website because it is a website for people who want to cheat. But so my husband doesn't get mad, okay? This is being recorded 18 minutes past the hour. I'm going on the website, not for my own personal perusal, but I am going on to see exactly what it is all about now that we have this story that the Ashley Madison website has gotten hacked. I've never been on a cheating website. I've never even been on a dating website. Why not? I've been married for 18 and a half years. You know, who's going to want to date me? Okay, so here we go. So the front page says, Ashley Madison, life is short, have an affair. Get started by telling us your relationship status, so please select. Now, it says here over 37,610,000 anonymous members. Anonymous, my foot. Now it's been hacked. Okay, so please select. Here we go.
Attached males seeking females, attached females seeking males, single males seeking females, single males seeking males, male seeking males, or female seeking females. I am an attached female, and I guess if I were going to go on this, I would then be, be an attached female seeking males. Now it says there's a pop-up. You're almost done. Take 30 seconds to complete your profile and start searching. All right, so they want a username, superhot radio doc, password. Oh, I don't want to come up with a password. All right, let's try password. Sorry, okay, I'm going to try it. Hold on. Superhot. You know what? I'm going to say superhot mama because I don't want anybody really, really trying to find me. Okay, and then password is going to be superhot mama also. All right, what zip code do I want to use? Let's do 90210. Maybe they'll like me because they think I'm rich. What's going to be my greeting? Hey, baby. Okay, you know, I don't know. What do you do when you cheat on somebody? Date of birth. They have an automatic date of birth of 7/20/1986. I'll do that. Now they want to know my limits. Do I want something short-term? Do I want something long-term? Do I want cyber affair, erotic chat? Do I want whatever excites me? Anything goes or undecided? I want to say undecided because I really don't know what I want. I'm married and I really don't even want to be on this site. I'm just doing this for segment purposes. Now they want to know my height. I'm about 5'6". Now they want to know my weight. 115. Stop it. Listen, I don't want my husband finding me on this, okay? Of course, I'm going to lie about the weight. But, oh, my gosh, what if I find my husband on here? Oh, body type, am I slim? No. Fit, muscular, average, medium, sharply toned, a few extra pounds, full size, or Zaftig, voluptuous, curvy. I am voluptuous, curvy. Thank God they have that. What's my ethnicity? White, even though I have a Puerto Rican uncle. White, and now they want email. They say this email will never be shown or shared. Oh, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. I wish I could use the GCN studio email for this. Huh. Oh, man. I can't go. I don't want to give them my email because I don't want to be hacked. I don't know, but you know what? Let me just try a fake email. Let me just try that. Okay, so supermama@outlook.com. Why don't we try that? Okay? It worked. It worked. I'm in the site. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, my gosh, I'm scared. Okay, they want me to add a photo. Oh, no, I don't have time for this. Oh, no. Okay, you know what? It's not. Okay, skip this step. Are you sure you don't want a photo? Yeah, have you seen me? Skip. Tell us more about you. I'm sexy. Save and finish. And now let me see what I got here. What is for me to cheat on? There's a guy named Cameron, and he's showing us his hot abs, but he's hiding his face. You have Lucky Devil, James O2. Ladies, come on. Yeah, I mean, how do you know what you got? Okay, now here's a guy. Here's a guy, he's sitting there, he's in a purple shirt. Very good, by the way. Men, if you want to attract a female, wear pink, salmon, tangerine, or purple. Now, I love the blues. Blue is my favorite color, but there's something about a guy where, oh, and any sort of military fatigues, or if you're an officer, or if you're in uniform, I'm different. Okay, so this guy's wearing a purple shirt. That could be something. All right, now, well, one guy is online. Oh, he's sharply toned. He's online. Oh, should I talk to him? This is spooky. Okay, the reason why I'm trying to do this, no, I don't want to meet anybody. I'm scared. I don't want to meet anybody. I haven't been out there for, like, how many years? I don't know what to do, and I don't even know what I want to ask him. You know what I should do? I should chat with him and say, do you realize you're on air right now, and Ashley Madison has been hacked? You may want to flee. Oh, I could send him a gift. Wait a second. What kind of a gift can I send him? I could send him an apple, or I could send him two martinis. You know what? That's just too sinful. I don't understand the whole apple thing. To me, I think there's some sort of a mixed message there. So you know what? I'm just getting off the site. I'm scared. I just got off the site. I can't do it. No. All right. For learning purposes, it was just too scary for me to dive into. Because what if somebody answered back? I know who you are, Super Hot Mama. Because I'm listening to your show right now. I'm like, Oh, no. All right. So a group of individuals known as the Impact Team claimed to be behind the attack and that it had the data of all the Ashley Madison's 37 million users and its partner sites Cougar Life and Established Men, all owned by Canada's Avid Life Media. This Impact Team claims to have access to the company's user database and is ready to release all the information unless the site is taken down. So far, the group has released 40 megabytes of data, which include credit card details. Credit card? They didn't ask me for a credit card. What are you guys buying? Oh, I see. If you want to send a gift, you probably... I got off the site. I was too scared. Ah, that's where the credit card is. Anyway, so far, the group has released 40 megabytes of data, credit card materials, etc. Once the hack, took place and they confirmed it, they told CNBC, and I guess they managed to take down all the personal information that was posted online by the hackers. So you guys are, nothing is ever private. Why do I have to keep bringing this up? Nothing, maybe you guys want to get caught. Maybe part of the whole cheating excitement is the fear that you're going to get caught. All right? Yeah, please.
So one of my favorite quotes ever is from a show called Metalocalypse, in which they bring up the topic of marriage, and Squizgar's quote is, only two things come from marriage, adultery and tax breaks. And I feel like this website is definitely capitalizing on the first one.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, see, here's my thing. See, being married really changes your confidence in yourself. Okay? I mean, I am 44 years old now. There is no way I could do on a date or in bed whatever I did in my 20s. Why? Because, after your husband throws up, after he gets some erectile dysfunction, after he leaves the bedroom and says, woman, please cover it up, I just don't feel like I could sexually attract somebody else ever again. So maybe this is what's happening. We women out there or men out there who have been, completely, and again, my husband doesn't berate me. I mean, he says I'm sexy, but I'm like, yeah, really, actions mean more than words, are louder than words. But I'm wondering if it's your chance to feel sexy like you have it again. This whole midlife crisis, people do. They'll get these cars, convertibles, they'll put on a toupee. Now, by the way, bald is sexy. Bald is it. Luckily, Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars brought that. All right? Everybody thinks Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars is sexy, right? Am I right or am I right? No? I think he's sexy. Anyway, so where was I going? Oh, yeah. So I think maybe a part of this midlife crisis isn't really a midlife crisis. It's you wanting to feel like the way you were in your 20s. And it's just the idea of, falling in love and having somebody into you, and I don't know. But going back to your protection, we're going to be talking about after the break this UCLA health system data breach affecting 4.5 million patients. If nothing is private and nothing is held sacred, and it could be in anybody else's living room, what do you do as a patient? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think if we could sum up what's been going on over the last few years, it's been a lack of trust, okay? And many of us are going to psychologically be diagnosed with having quote-unquote trust issues, right? We don't trust the government. We don't trust our president. We don't trust our computer system. We don't trust our spouses with these adultery websites. Just no trust. And no wonder this is being fueled. You have UCLA Medical Center, one of the biggest medical centers. I trained there. Phenomenal. I mean, one of the best medical centers, I believe, in the country. And even it got hacked. Their data breach affects 4.5 million patients. The cyber attack at UCLA comes at the heels of a major breach of federal employee records and a massive hack at health insurance giant Anthem, affecting 80 million Americans this year as well. So now there's a lot of questions about the ability that hospitals, health insurers, and other medical providers, you know, their ability to safeguard all these electronic medical records and sensitive data that is now being stockpiled. They said the revelation that UCLA hasn't taken the basic step of encrypting this patient data drew swift criticism. I had no idea if they encrypted it or not. I had no idea. But apparently they're saying they didn't, and it drew swift criticism from security experts and patient advocates, particularly at a time when cyber criminals are targeting so many big players in healthcare, retail, and government. And they say these breaches will keep happening because the healthcare industry has built so many systems with thousands of weak links. Yeah, but wasn't the CIA and the Senate hacked also, and Sony and, you know, I mean, I think even with the encryption, you could get hacked. According to Dr. James Atkinson, interim president of the UCLA hospital system, they say we take this attack on our systems extremely seriously. For patients that entrust us with their care, their privacy is our highest priority. We deeply regret that this happened. Atkinson said the hospital detected unusual activity on one of its computer servers in October and began investigating with the help of the FBI. It wasn't until May 5th, according to UCLA, that investigators determined that the hackers had gained access to parts of UCLA Health's computer network where some patient information was stored. Those parts of the network had names, dates of birth, Social Security numbers, Medicare, health plan identification numbers, as well as some medical information such as patient diagnoses and procedures. The unauthorized access could have begun back in September 2004, according to UCLA, and some of the patient information dates to 1990. Atkinson said it doesn't appear that credit card or other financial information was involved. They said they are a highly sophisticated group of hackers, likely to be offshore. We really don't know. It's an ongoing investigation. Now, UCLA said that prior to the attack on its system, it did take steps to spend tens of millions of dollars to strengthen its computer security. It added that it has successfully thwarted hacker attacks in the past, but some security experts were unimpressed. They questioned the lack of encryption at UCLA in light of other breaches across the country, and then Anthem faced similar criticism. I don't understand it. Okay, I went to medical school, and I went to medical school to learn how to take care of patients, okay? And I learned where you had a paper chart, and you filled out the chart, and you kept the chart in your office under lock and key. When you were at the hospital, the charts were, in the nurse's area. They were always being watched by a nurse. The charts were never left alone. There was always a nurse there, okay? Could patients run and steal their chart? Yes. I think Elaine on Seinfeld tried to do that. So, people stealing charts or leaving or fleeing was a risk. But you rarely saw somebody go in and steal other people's charts. So for the most part, your medical history was pretty safe. Now we've gone electronic. And now everything is in a computer. And like I've said this before, what was only available or accessible at one small pinpoint place on Earth is now accessible in billions of places on Earth, wherever there's a computer. And that is scary stuff. So my personal medical history could be on the laptop of somebody in China right now as we speak. And we could probably tell who it is because he's going to be giggling and going, oh, what? No. Okay, that kind of stuff. So I'm sure we'll be able to find him and smoke him out very easily. So I've had listeners go, why doesn't everybody get a username? Or a quote-unquote fake name. And they go to the doctor as Flash Gordon. And they go as a doctor as Flash Gordon. And then they have a fake birthday, fake social... Well, that's defeating the purpose, but I see what you're saying. You know, I was concerned about that when I was stuck by a needle and everything came out fine. But I was like, people can look at my medical records now online. People can go online and look at my medical records. And I don't want, you know, I'm a celebrity. People know who I am. You know, I'd like some privacy with that. So should I use a different name, like a Jane Doe, right? And there'd be some access code. And you know, you wonder what movie stars do, too, if they kind of go under different names. Because otherwise, I mean, when I you know, took care of patients at UCLA, stars would go in by their regular names. You know, but you wonder if some go in with a secret name or not. So I don't know where to go from here. You're a patient. You want your privacy, and now everything is electronic. Things are getting faxed. Remember I told you there was a case a long time ago where a woman came into the office, and we were asking about history, medical history. So we wrote about medical history going, you know, she had maybe a gallbladder taken out, et cetera. What about family history? Well, dad had a heart attack. Mom has bipolar, sister, an ovarian cyst. Okay. Then medical records need to be faxed somewhere. So medical records get faxed, and the mother, okay, who is the mother of that patient, is a nurse. She gets the medical records, and the medical records say she's bipolar. She's never been diagnosed with bipolar. The daughter thinks she's bipolar. Oh, my mom is such a bipolar. But the daughter has said that so many times that she is now saying it as family history. Now there's documentation on there being passed to another doctor's office where this woman works that it says the mom is bipolar and she doesn't. But the doctor wrote that down. You see? There are a lot of flaws in the system. Now, when we try to take on fixing healthcare, there's just so much we have to do. We have to deal with the insurance companies. We have to deal with the high deductibles. We have to deal with, you know, government intervention, lack of coverage, lack of access. But the one thing I'm not really hearing a lot of media or the Affordable Health Care Act trying to do is to protect your privacy. I'm not hearing that. And this is probably one of the biggest threats to public health because you're going to now lie. You're going to go to the doctor and go, you know, look, I just need some penicillin because of a sore throat. And you're going to be trying to self-treat the clap because you don't want that on your record. And that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about I'm not going to get the truth from my patients because they are so afraid that when we go electronic, that information is going to be scanned into a computer and that computer could later be hacked. And I don't blame patients for worrying about that. I'm worried, you know, hearing something like this at UCLA. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I want to talk about this oncologist who was fake. He was pretending to be a doctor, and he was charging several thousands of dollars for treatment. This guy is a piece of work. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak,
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. So Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a fake cancer doctor in Michigan has been arrested and sentenced to 45 years in jail for prescribing cancer treatments to patients who never had cancer. They say he duped the state and the patient several million dollars. And he inflicted pain and agony on unsuspecting patients. Oh, this was a doctor. This was an oncologist in Michigan. Now there's another story of somebody in Richmond. I apologize. I thought I was like, is this a second doctor? This is now a second doctor. All right, so we heard about the oncologist in Michigan. Now we have somebody who was pretending to be a doctor, a chemist claiming abilities to treat cancer with alternative medicine, has been arrested after scamming a woman of several thousand dollars. According to reports, the victim, who identified herself as Fern, said she was deeply upset that someone could scam people who was trying to desperately cling to their lives. She had been battling breast cancer for the last 7 years and has been through many years of chemotherapy before her cancer started, unfortunately, spreading to other organs. Mother of two, she decided to discontinue chemotherapy in 2009 and explore natural treatments. That same year, she stumbled upon a website that claimed to promote Vincent Gamil's Natural Oncology Institute and thought it might be a good and final option where traditional medicines were ineffective. On the internet, Gamil was touted as a guru of alternative medicine with specialization in vaccines. A 50-year-old Fern traveled to Richmond, California to visit the institute and was charged $2,000. She spent a couple days at his facility and then realized that the treatment potentially was a scam. Gamil reportedly told Fern that he was only a chemist and gave her packets of empty capsules, vials of liquid, and powders along with other medications. He also gave her several expired prescriptions and made various comments that kind of seemed out of context. After she spent 3 days and several thousands of dollars, she called the police, came home, and the investigators found that this Gamil had no medical training whatsoever. When they searched his house and his laboratory for equipment and bottles, they found poisonous, corrosive, over 25,000 prescription pills that included Ambien, morphine, steroids, and several other formulations of Russian and Mexican origin were also found. On July 9th, Mr. Gamil was arrested for practicing medicine without a license, providing dangerous drugs without license, and dependent adult abuse. He did not respond to ABC 7's news request for giving comment. And, when you look at this, okay, you know, many of you go to the internet and you trust the internet. And, I have to caution you guys. The best place to investigate a physician is go to the medical board. The medical board has a website, or they have people that will answer the phone. And you ask and say, look, you know, I have this condition and I'm very confused on the internet. You got Yelp and Health Grades and ZocDoc, etc. And then you have also, because, you know, there's ways to manipulate Google to have your search on top. There's people that come to me all the time saying, if you pay us, we'll get your name in the top search. And I go, how many Dr. Dahlias are out there? I mean, how many female radio docs are out there? I mean, I come up, you know, just fine on the internet. Then you have places that you could pay to make your Google ratings look good. Again, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be fake. I know a lot of people out there do that. You could buy Twitter followers. You could buy Facebook friends. You could buy ratings. No. Okay, I know what my show, you know, rates, you know, and I know how good my medicine is when I practice, but the internet now has, rather than being a source of information, has been a very muddled bunch of advertisement. And so if you're going to look up, let's say, Dr. Smith, and you want to know if he's good when it comes to cancer, okay, you don't go to Yelp. You go to the medical board. Because if anybody did, okay, let's say, for example, I mean, here's an example. There's a doctor that just got, we talked about him, the doctor that just got arrested for child porn and sleeping with his patients and videotaping it in the office, allegedly. All right, he has great reviews on the internet, okay? You go to the medical board. medical board has suspended his license or revoked his license. This is what you need to do. You need to talk to the medical board. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. What if the medical board hasn't acted yet? Well, then you get a second opinion and you get a third opinion. Another place you could go to are your patient advocate personnel at your insurance or human resources. So, like, for example, you'll have Blue Cross Blue Shield or some of these insurance companies have somebody that gets ratings from the doctors. You know, what kind of an experience did you have? And they understand. And a lot of times they could wade through the, yeah, they sent me to collections. Well, I could see why. You know, you had a $30 balance and you never paid it. You know, so, I mean, they will wade through a lot of that. And, you know, somebody goes, look, you know, he cut out my wrong kidney. They investigate. Now, where I live, there's a whole bunch of these cards being sent out warning people of the doctor that was just arrested by the insurance company. The insurance company sent out a whole bunch of mailers that we got this weekend about the doctor. So these insurance companies are on it. The medical board is on it. And if you're unsure, you want to go to somebody who your doctor refers to. Now, me being a family medical doctor, MD, there are DOs, doctor, MDs, chiropractors, DCs, dentists, oral surgeons. I know who I'm sending you to. Okay? And I know a lot about them. I watch how they practice. I see how they've taken care of my patients. But if you are distressed or you feel like you have no hope because of cancer, you may unfortunately want to alienate the medical profession because you feel they didn't do anything for you and go to homeopathy or go to alternative medicine. I'm a huge fan of homeopathy, but there are accredited homeopaths in your town. Again, there's a homeopathic board. There are places you could go to find who is accredited. Even your medical doctor would know of somebody accredited. Maybe not enough to treat a metastatic cancer, but don't just pick somebody willy-nilly off the internet because there's good reviews that they could have had people post saying this doctor is great, cured my cancer. We got to realize that a lot of the stuff on the internet now is advertising. It's manipulated. It's choreographed. And that's very, very frustrating because now these kids are not going to a library or a Webster dictionary or an Encyclopedia Britannica. They are going to Google. You know, and even other doctors. One doctor said, did you know that Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, was downed in a World War II plane? And I go, I thought that was a story out there that was fake. And then we looked it up, and we're like, no, that's a fake story. Thank God there's people out there publishing stuff on Google saying certain stories are fake. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. You hear Macaulay Culkin died. You hear Chum Lee from Pawn Stars died. Thank God neither of that happened. Fake. So, you know, I wish it wasn't like that. But go to your doctor, medical provider, for some advice. That's what we're here for. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.